This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Here is the scathing conclusion from a report about New Hampshire's struggling mental health system. The time for patience is over. The state is behind schedule in building out the types of community-based mental health services that keep people out of hospitals and other institutions. The timeline for expanding those services was laid out in a $30 million class action lawsuit settlement that alleged New Hampshire was violating the civil rights of people with mental illness. The state settled that suit in 2014, but is struggling to implement the plan it promised to do at that time. NHPR's health and science reporter Jack Rodolico has been following this story, and he's here with me in the studio to break this all down. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Peter.
So this report was expected this week.
Yeah, it's required every 6 months or so. It's done by a court-appointed expert reviewer.
Okay, but let's backtrack a little. This report came about because the state got sued, right?
Yeah, the state got sued in a pretty big way. So if you backtrack even further, you go back to the 90s, New Hampshire used to be this national model for deinstitutionalizing, for shutting down institutions and making sure people with mental illness could live in communities. But over the course of decades, we cut funding, and increasingly people were forced back into institutions. We sort of re-institutionalized into hospitals and prisons and nursing homes until we got sued by the federal government and the Disability Rights Center of New Hampshire. And the settlement that the state came to, $30 million settlement, gave the state a bunch of marching orders. It basically said, you need to get on track with a range of different types of services. So, for example, you need supportive housing and supportive employment for people with mental illness. You need mobile crisis units, these sort of teams of healthcare, of mental health professionals that meet people with crisis in the community. It's like an ambulance for people with a mental health crisis. So the goal over time was beef up these services and have fewer people getting stuck in hospitals, nursing homes, and prison.
So that was the goal. Are we hitting that goal?
It's not clear yet if we are. The data is just sort of wishy-washy. It's not really linearly clear yet. Here's a couple findings, though. So if you look at New Hampshire Hospital, this is the state psychiatric hospital. This is one of the places where over time we hope to see fewer people getting stuck trying to get in and trying to get out. As of right now, the wait list to get into New Hampshire Hospital, it's actually increased over the last couple years. At the same time, though, more people who are being discharged from New Hampshire Hospital are going home as opposed to places like nursing homes or prisons. So it's really muddled, you know. One of the areas, here's a really concrete example, though, of where we're behind. Like I mentioned, these mobile crisis units, these sort of ambulances for people with mental illness, we're supposed to have four of these units around the state. We only have one. And in many instances, they're treating people by phone. So they're supposed to be going out into the community to meet people, but they're actually just talking to them on the phone. So there's this whole range of ways that the state is just behind schedule. And this is the fourth report. Each one's getting more and more urgent. The tone of it is getting more urgent, you know, ending with the conclusion that you started off with, that the time for patience is over. That's a quote from the expert reviewer.
And in the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing about controversies at the state hospital, staff quitting amid a contract dispute with Dartmouth-Hitchcock. How does that impact the findings of this report?
The backdrop here is that the mental health system is really kind of a mess right now. We're losing psychiatric beds across the state. Cheshire Medical Center closed its inpatient psychiatric unit. There were 18 beds there. They only filled about 10 at a time, but that's a lot of beds. New Hampshire Hospital was in the news this week because they finally opened a crisis unit with 10 beds, but that comes a week after Dartmouth-Hitchcock in Lebanon temporarily shut down 9 beds. So we're basically a net loss of half a dozen to 10 beds in the state over the last couple months. So it's not good.
So what does the report say about what's next?
Basically, this expert reviewer gives the state some hard goals that they have to hit as early as August 1st. We'll see if they're able to do that. It also is somewhat gives a sort of backhanded compliment by saying that there's new leadership at the health department, and then that's a good thing that the new leadership is doing a better job than the previous leadership. But it still says that, you know, the state's leadership has to be more aggressive and assertive in building out this plan. And if not, then more people are just going to get stuck in emergency rooms waiting to get mental health care.
Wow. Well, Jack, thank you very much.
Sure.
That's NHPR's health and science reporter Jack Rodolico, and he's speaking about the conclusion from a report issued about New Hampshire's struggling mental health system.